Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. The great I am is up to something mighty on today.
Yes.
I hear right now sudden miracles.
Amen.
My God, miracles are already happening in the atmosphere. We want you to know we serve a God that still raises the dead.
My God.
That still heals the sick and desires to bring those in bondage out by his anointing.
Come on now.
My God, the scripture reads in Isaiah 10:27. And please write this down. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck.
My God.
And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
My God.
Brothers and sisters, receive what you are hearing right now. God desires to give you notable miracles. My God, I want to say it again. He desires to give you notable miracles where there will be no denial that the God of Abraham, God of Isaac,
God
of Jacob has visited you. He wants to give you a miracle that will shock your fans and surprise your enemies. I want to give you the definition of a miracle. Effect or extraordinary event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers, hallelujah, to a supernatural cause. Such an effect or event manifesting or considered as a work of God. The Lord wants to make you a wonder.
My God.
Can you receive that? The Lord wants to make you a wonder, and he wants you to surprise many from this notable miracle that he is ready to give you today.
My God.
You will hear the word and respond in faith.
My God, that's good. That's good, prophetess. That's a good word. Listen, in the anointed Jesus, in his anointing,
my God,
manifested miracles.
Jesus.
That's a good word on this morning, people of God. The Spirit of God moved me. When I heard her say that, the prophetess say that, it moved me right to the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 16. He says, saying, what shall we do to these men?
Hey.
See, they were coming after the apostles. Why? Because a notable miracle had occurred. My
Jesus.
Goodness. A man that had been laying at the gate called Beautiful, prophetess.
Hey.
My God, the Bible declares that the man of God looked at him and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. My goodness.
Hey.
See, the Bible says that they came after those men because of the anointing. But we need somebody to understand something today. The Bible says, what shall we do to these men?
Yes.
For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.
Glory to God.
Prophetess, I just want to confirm the word there. According to Acts 4:16, this is why, my God, people cannot deny the anointing on your life.
Hallelujah.
And miracles are going to come forth. Why? Because the Bible says you've been with Jesus.
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. That's
Lord.
A good word this morning, people of God. For all of you that's been with Jesus, my God, expect a miracle.
Yes.
Live in the expectation of miracles happening in your life.
Amen.
That's good, prophetess. I enjoyed that right there. Notable miracles. God has been ministering to us, people of God, this morning for sudden miracles to hit your life.
Yes.
He said sudden miracles. Now the Spirit of God moved us in this direction this morning. Mark chapter 5 verse 25. And I will begin the reading there. And many of you that hear this word know this text, but we shall declare it on this wonderful Sunday morning. The Bible says in Mark 5:25, a certain woman, which means that this really occurred, which had an issue of blood 12 years. Somebody say 12 years.
12 years.
And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, when she heard about Jesus.
When she heard about Jesus.
The Bible says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, somebody say, for she said.
For she said.
Say it again, say, for she
for
said.
For she said.
The Spirit of God said, this is our confession of faith. Somebody say, continual.
Continual.
Declaration.
Declaration.
By your faith.
By your faith.
See, the Bible says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I know how to get God's attention.
I know how to get God's
say
attention.
Say it again. Say, I know how to get God's
attention.
Look at somebody and say, I got to tap into my faith.
I got to tap into my faith.
Say it again. Say, I'm tapping into my faith. See, the Bible says Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, saying you, who touched you? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Yes. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. We came to announce to somebody on this wonderful Sunday morning, sudden miracles shall happen in your life. We're declaring sudden miracles on this morning. Watch this, people of God. Something quick, my God. Hey. Something unexpected.
Glory,
something
God.
Without warning
Jesus.
Is getting ready to happen in your circumstance.
Yes.
There's getting ready to be a turnaround. My goodness. An instant turnaround is happening in your life. Now watch this. Let me give you this understanding. Somebody say the number 12.
The number 12.
See, the Spirit of God ministered this to us. The number 12 really is the number of the government of God.
My God. Hey!
There was what? 12 disciples.
Yes.
Watch this, people of God. See, I want you to understand this. Because this is the number 12 represents the government of God. Even though the woman with the issue of blood had a sickness for 12 years, the government of
Jesus.
God shall take authority
Hallelujah.
Over everything going wrong in her life. We came to announce to somebody today that everything that has tried to go wrong, tried to come against you, we declare by the government of God and the power of God,
Jesus.
It shall line up now according to his will and to his purpose. We declare complete wholeness in this season in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody say, take authority.
Take authority.
Say it again. Say, take authority.
Take authority.
The Spirit of God wants you to know to take authority over sickness.
My God.
Take authority over disease. Take authority over lack. Take authority over poverty. See, he said, behold, I give unto you power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And by no means, look at your neighbor and say, by no means.
By no means.
Come on, look at him like you mean it and say, by no means.
No means.
By no means, somebody, shall anything hurt you. In other words, we're declaring, listen, complete wholeness. Full recovery, complete restoration.
My God.
The favor of God shall hit your life. Why? Because you're a blood-bought believer.
Hey!
You new creation, you.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Bible tells you if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Somebody say, I'm new in Christ
Jesus.
I'm
new in Christ Jesus.
Come on, look at somebody else and say, I'm new in Christ Jesus. Now, what is one of the nuggets out of this text, people of God? One of the nuggets out of this text is the woman with the issue of blood was persistent.
Jesus.
How many know you have to be persistent in your faith?
Amen.
You have to be persistent in your prayer life. Come on, somebody
Hallelujah.
In the house. You've got to be persistent in your reading of God's word. Listen, God is declaring right now that if you are persistent in the things of God, God will manifest his glory in your life. Oh my goodness. Somebody say, I'm persistent.
I am persistent
in the things of
God. In the things of God.
What does it mean to be persistent? It means to have steady pursuit.
Glory to God.
I remember, Prophetess, there was a movie out there. It was like Pursuit, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But we came to announce to somebody today, praise the name of the Lord, that we're going to pursue Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, somebody in the building today. Look at somebody and say, I'm pursuing Jesus.
I'm pursuing Jesus.
Say, I'm pursuing the anointing.
I'm pursuing the anointing.
Say, the anointing is,
the anointing
on, my
is
life.
On my life.
Say, the anointing
the anointing
is on the inside
is on
of me.
Inside
say,
of
Christ,
me.
In me
Christ in me
is the hope
is
of,
the
glory.
Hope of glory.
Say, I'm manifesting,
I'm
God's,
manifesting
glory.
God's glory.
Say, in my life.
In my life.
Say, in the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Watch this, people of God. Persistence. It means that you're carrying out God's plan with unembarrassed boldness.
Hey!
Listen, people of God, we don't have a time. We don't have time to listen, get embarrassed over the way we praise God. See, you need to get on out in the aisles. I saw the aisles right now in the spirit. See, somebody this morning needs to get out in the aisles
Come
when
on.
You get to the house of God. Somebody needs to get on the altar when you get to the house of God and begin to give God a holler and begin to give God a praise.
Hey.
Why? Because when you praise God, it's going to manifest his goodness in your life.
Jesus.
Watch this, people of God. Listen, that word persistent means that you're carrying out God's plan with unembarrassed boldness in the dignity of faith. It is persistence means you are a faith-filled believer who will not be stopped by fear. Look at somebody and say,
My faith overrides my fear.
Look at somebody and say, My faith shall override fear. See, what does the Bible says? It says in his word in 2 Timothy 1:7, he says, for God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear. But of what? Power. Of what?
Love.
And what else? A sound mind. Look at somebody right now and say, I got power. Say, on the inside of me. I got a sound mind. The spirit of God is telling me right now, somebody need to lay your hands on your own head. Now, forgive me if you're driving. Don't do this part. Or use your other hand. Praise God. Listen, put your hand on your head and say, I have a sound mind.
Say, I have self-control.
Say, in the name of Jesus. See, the spirit of God says, when you're persistent, you won't keep silent.
Jesus.
That's a good word for somebody this morning. The Spirit of God is telling you today, don't keep silent. Hallelujah. Be persistent in your faith. Continue to declare, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She said to herself, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. The Lord wants somebody to know today, continue to confess your faith. Hallelujah. Continue to declare. Continue to speak what God has told you to say. Continue to declare your healing.
Yes.
Continue to declare your deliverance. Continue to do it. Listen, Don't stop. Watch this. Let me give you an example. Somebody say blind Bartimaeus.
Hey, Jesus.
Ooh, come on, somebody. Listen, in Mark chapter 10, verse 47, the Bible says that blind Bartimaeus, he began to cry out to Jesus and say, Son of David, have mercy on me. Is there anybody out there today that's been in a position where all they could say is, Jesus, have mercy on me.
Yes.
Father, have mercy. Yes. On me. Holy Spirit, have mercy on me. Lord, I need you to have favor on me. Lord, favor me in this circumstance. Favor me in this situation. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but I know the favor of God shall surround me.
Hallelujah.
As with a shield. Look at somebody and say, the mercy of God is on my side. Look at somebody and say, the mercy of God is everlasting.
God is everlasting.
Watch this. The Bible says that blind Bartimaeus, the Bible says this. Watch this, and I'm paraphrasing, prophetess. The people tried to shut him up.
My God.
See, I need you to understand this today. Listen, no matter if people try to shut you up, try to close your mouth, try to stop you from praising God, stop you from giving God praise, stop you from reading your word, we came to announce to somebody today, just like blind Bartimaeus, continue, my God, to cry out for the move of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Bible says this in verse 52, Mark 10, 52, it says, Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus, go your way.
Yes.
Your faith has made you whole. What did he receive? He received his sight.
Glory to God.
We want to talk to somebody out there that knows that Jesus, my God, is a healer.
Hallelujah.
How many know that Jesus is a healer? What do we call him, prophetess? We call him Jehovah Rapha, our physician healer. Look at somebody right now and say, he is my physician healer.
He is my physician healer.
Say, his name is Jehovah Rapha.
His name is Jehovah Rapha.
But you might call him Jesus, but I call him the redemptive name of God.
Yes.
He is my Jehovah. He is my Rapha.
Hey.
He is the physician healer.
Yes.
He keeps me well. Look at somebody right now and say, He keeps me well. Oh, my God. I want you to understand this, people of God. You've got to be persistent in the things of God. The woman with the issue of blood, she believed God over her circumstance. We need somebody to have that today. Believe God over your circumstance. What else with blind Bartimaeus? He also believed God over his circumstance.
Yes.
We came to announce to you, have faith over your fears.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Why? Faith in the anointing will give you victory.
Glory
I need somebody to
God.
Have that today. Faith in the anointing will give you victory.
Hallelujah.
What does Romans 5:5 say? It says, hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah this morning. Because the love of God is what? Shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit, which has been what? Given to us. Look at somebody and say, I got the Holy Ghost.
I got the Holy
say,
Ghost.
Say, I don't have to be ashamed.
I don't have to be ashamed.
Because I got the hope of
glory
on the inside of me. Watch this, people of God. The Bible says she heard about Jesus. Oh, that's good. Right there, she heard about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I want to ask somebody today, what have you heard about Jesus?
Hey!
What have you heard about your Savior?
My God.
Now, the Bible tells us this way, people of God. He healed the sick.
Jesus.
He raised the dead.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Hey.
He drove out devils.
Glory to God.
He caused a lame to walk.
Hey.
Oh, somebody better help me out there this morning. He called the deaf to do what? Speak, my God. And caused the blind to see. What else did he do? prophet is he fed the hungry and he filled the thirst with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh my God, that's so...
Hey,
watch this, prophet. This is what the Lord said to me in prayer this morning. He said, declare Isaiah 53 and verse 5 to the people of God.
Yes.
He said, the word says, but he was wounded.
Glory to God.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that this morning. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you have been healed in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you these quick points, prophetess. We're going to give them these quick points, and then that's going to be the close. Listen, here's the nuggets. She activated her faith.
Amen.
We want you to know that today. She activated her faith. We want you to know this too. Her faith overruled time.
Come on.
We want you to know today, people of God, when you have faith in God by this anointing, your faith will overrule time in your life. What else did she do? She tapped into the anointing. The Spirit of God told us to tell somebody, get in the glory.
Get in the glory.
This is a season for you to get in the glory.
Yes.
Get in the praise of God. Get in the worship of God.
Hallelujah.
Begin to honor him. Put weight in the word of God. Allow the word of God to be made manifest in your life. Look at somebody and say, get in the glory.
Get in the glory.
What else did she do? She acted on her faith.
Yes.
Listen, people of God, act on your faith. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What is the last thing she did? She continued to speak her faith.
Glory to God.
She continued to confess her faith.
Yes.
Why? Because faith speaks what it believes. We need somebody to know this. Take it by faith. God wants you to know whatever you're desiring in this hour, take it by faith. Jesus said it this way. The Lord told us this way. Your persistence in the Holy Spirit will manifest healing in your life. Listen, God is the God of sudden miracles.
Yes.
By faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.